Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week. This week, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has questioned Kazakhstan's decision to seek Russian military aid to deal with an ongoing wave of violent unrest. Dozens of people have been killed in protests triggered by a rise in fuel prices, but Mr. Blinken said the US believes that the Kazakh government can deal with the protests itself. Mr. Blinken told reporters that it was unclear why the deployment was happening. The first of about 2,500 Russian-led troops have arrived in Kazakhstan. Officials in Moscow have emphasized that the deployment of its forces under the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, the Eurasian Military Alliance of 5 former Soviet republics and Russia, is temporary. And next.
It is with great sadness that I learned this morning of the passing of Sir Sidney Poitier, a cultural icon, an actor and film director, an entrepreneur, civil and human rights activist, and latterly a diplomat.
Sir Sidney Poitier, the first black man to win a Best Actor Oscar for his performance in Lilies of the Field, has died aged 94. The legendary Hollywood star made history at the Academy Awards in 1964 and went on to appear in dozens of films and TV shows. Among his films were In the Heat of the Night, To Sir, With Love, and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. The first of those, released in 1967, saw him deliver the iconic line, "They call me Mr. Tibbs." He also directed a number of projects, including Stir Crazy, Hanky Panky, and Ghost Dad. Sir Sidney was widely seen as the first major black Hollywood star, with many of his movie appearances highlighting issues faced by black people at the time.
Because it is a long journey to this moment, I am naturally indebted to countless numbers of people, principally among whom are Ralph Nelson, James Poe, William Barrett, Martin Baum, and of course, the members of the Academy. For all of them, all I can say is a very special thank you.
As well as being a decorated actor, he was also an international diplomat, serving as the Bahamian ambassador to Japan between 1997 and 2007. And to UNESCO between 2002 and 2007. He was knighted in 1974, and in 2009 he was given the highest civilian honour in the US by Barack Obama, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. If you guys love this show, I've got something else that you're going to love. The late John Lewis famously said, "Democracy is not a state, it is an act, and each generation must do its part." Today, populism, extremism, and disinformation are short-circuiting our democratic institutions, and the consequences are dire. So what can you do about it? Join historian Will Hitchcock and media scholar Siva Vaidyanathan on their podcast, Democracy in Danger. Each week, they speak with brilliant minds and untangle the many threats the US and the world are facing. Find Democracy in Danger on your podcast app or visit dindanger.org. That's dindanger.org, or just look up Democracy in Danger wherever you get your podcasts.
Qui outrage la nation? Qui fracture la nation?
Monsieur le ministre, avec tout le respect que je... Que l'argument principal de ce texte que vous avez porté, Monsieur Véran...
Thousands across France took to the streets on the weekend to protest against changes to the country's COVID-19 pass regulations. Government officials confirmed on Tuesday that they plan to enact a law which would effectively block unvaccinated people from hospitality venues. Until now, France has enforced coronavirus health pass, requiring people to show proof of a recent negative test or proof of vaccination for entry into restaurants, cafes, and cinemas, as well as to board trains. The new change will remove the option of showing a negative test, meaning unvaccinated people will be barred from hospitality venues or trains. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.